Stay in the know with Radio 2000 Podcast.
Joining us on the line is pediatrician Dr. MJ Polo. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning, Tommy. How are you?
I am dark and lovely. It's so good to have you on the radio.
Oh, no, thanks. Good morning to your listeners, too.
So, Doc, I remember when my children were infants. Like, I would often check if they're still breathing because they would be completely quiet and I'd think to myself, oh my goodness, are they still alive? What causes sudden infant death syndrome? And are mothers or parents rather justified in getting paranoid when they feel like, or that rather they see that the child has been sleeping for a long time and they're not seeing them breathe?
Right. I think the important thing is maybe just look at the definition. What do they define as sudden infant death syndrome?
Yeah.
So generally tends to affect children that are less than the age of one, with the highest risk being between the age of 1 month up to about 4 months of age.
Yeah.
So it tends to happen commonly when children are sleeping, right? Mm. So, I mean, yes, there is definitely, reasons for parents to worry about it, because as it does, the abbreviation says SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome. So it's something that happens sudden in a healthy child.
Yeah.
But of note as well is that the breathing pattern generally in children, it's quite irregular. Mm. So it's very important to know that there are moments when children do have pause moments. We worry if ever those pause are more than 20 seconds.
Oh, okay.
So then we define it as a child having an apneic episode.
Yeah.
So I think the important thing is just to know that the risk is there for any child that's less than the age of one, with a certain group of children being at high risk.
Mm.
And generally the ones that are at high risk are those children that are prem babies,
yeah,
or children that if at the beginning, maybe the pediatrician or the doctor that saw the child at birth was worried about a possible neurological or brain problem. So those children are actually the highest risk of getting them.
Sorry, Doc, and how common is it?
Yeah, so it's actually quite common. And the thing is that in terms of the states in South Africa, we really generally don't have the states. Mm. But in the states, they do mention that, you know, like 1 in 10,
sure,
maybe seen less than the age of one can't have that. With the highest risk in terms of the states in the states, they're talking about children of Native American origin, mm, as well as black babies in America. So I think in South Africa, really, the stats are not really that much there for us to really say how are the stats looking. But just extrapolating from what the stats from the Americas are,
yeah,
you know, one can think that really it's quite common.
Yeah, and yeah. Does a baby's gender play a role?
Most definitely.
Wow.
Most definitely. So yeah, boy children are the highest risk compared to girl children. So
that
is definitely something. You know, I always, every time I go out for a delivery, I always tell the parents that I wish all the babies can be girls. So one thing as a fact is that girl children tend to be much more resilient than boys. And even if you have a prem baby, a girl child will do much better than a boy's would. So I think it's just a genetic predisposition, but girl children are better in terms of dealing with adversities than boys are.
That's fascinating. Now, how can parents reduce their children's risk of SIDS? Is there anything that a parent can do?
I think the important thing by far is just to make sure, again, there's this whole thing about what position is the child sleeping in. So generally, they recommend that if the child is sleeping on their back, the risk is less, very important.
Mm.
And secondly, making sure that the surface that the child is sleeping on is quite firm, right? So it's so the soft mattress are generally recommended. And then the second thing as well is just to make sure that you keep on checking your child.
Yeah.
That's important. The monitors, some people talk about usage of monitors. Monitors don't prevent. I mean, it's important to still have an oversight and see and look at the child.
Yeah.
The one thing that's also quite important is that mothers that are pregnant, you know, shouldn't smoke. You know, smoking puts a child at risk of sepsis. And even post-delivery, the child that has a mother that's a smoker or the child that's in a smoking environment, that's also a risk factor. And very importantly as well, always make sure that you don't overdress the child because, I mean, clothes as well, baby can get too hot, clothes as well can contribute to it. So it's important that one takes those kind of precautionary measures to prevent it.
And Doc, what about sleeping with the baby in the same bed? Would you recommend that? Would you not recommend that? Could that cause SIDS?
Yeah, so I think it's better to have a child sleeping on their own. Obviously, I mean, if ever you're sleeping with a child on the bed, you then have that, again, lots of things around the baby. The person there, blankets as well tend to be quite a bit more for the parent, and then they will get onto the baby as well. So, again, having a cot ideal in your room, it's also quite good because at least you know that the cot is not would not be bedded with a lot of blankets and a lot of things around it.
Doc, thank you so much for giving us your time. Contact details for those moms that are listening to this interview and want to perhaps ask you questions that I didn't ask. Where can they get a hold of you, Doc?
So I am not on social media, but I can get hold of me. I'm at Park Lane Hospital, Netcare Park Lane, also at Busamet Modderfontein. And then the number that they can get hold of us is at 011-480-4318.
Repeat that number again, Doc.
011-480-4318.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time.
Good. Thank you so much, Anton. Have a good day.
If you missed it, catch the rewind on radio2000.co.za.